Inside the TARDIS, Rory and the Doctor were playing chess. Rory had set the game up on a folding table beside one of the softly glowing walls of the console room, and was hunched on a stool studying the board intently. The Doctor, meanwhile, was striding around the central console on the level above, humming to himself, manipulating controls seemingly at random. Despite the Doctor's lack of attention, he had hemmed Rory's remaining pieces into one corner of the board in only 9 moves. "Why don't you jump over his tower with your little horsey thing?" said a voice behind him, breaking his concentration. Rory turned irritably. His wife, Amy, hair glowing like a copper waterfall, was leaning over his shoulder. "I thought you were having a bath," he said. "I was. I have," she nodded at the board. "So, why don't you?" "It's not a horsey, it's a knight," he said through gritted teeth. "Where's his sword?" Amy asked. "He hasn't got a sword." "Rubbish sort of knight then," she sniffed. Rory was about to reply, when on the walkway above them, the Doctor suddenly doubled over with a howl of agony. "Doctor!" Amy shouted, hurrying to intercept him as he staggered down the steps on the far side of the console. Jumping to his feet, Rory followed her. The sight that greeted them was so alarming that Amy halted abruptly, causing Rory to cannon into her. The Doctor was halfway down the...